The victory, the Bible says, goes to the believer who will pass the test that they are confronting. There will come a time in your life, my friend, when you must decide, will I overcome this or will it overcome me?
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is part three from Pastor Rogers' Real Power series, The Power of the Overcomer. Let's continue on in the message today with Pastor Rogers.
I want you to know sometimes, I feel my preacher coming in the room. Sometimes it's as if when we look at the story of Jesus, it was as if he wasn't going to make it to the cross. Sometimes even his disciples and closest friends left him all by himself. Some people will try to talk you out of going back to the cross day by day. And like today, even on national television, they'll mock the conversation with Jesus and mock the cross and say it's irrelevant. We don't need to talk about it. People try today, even pastors will try to attempt to somehow give you another route other than going to the cross in order to get to heaven. But Jesus made it plain. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. If you go to heaven, you're going the same way that everybody else that was born again is going. That's through the cross, by the cross, through faith alone, by grace alone are you saved, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that I've got a place where I can have absolute victory regardless of whatever I may be struggling with. There is one place that Satan knows exactly that he was defeated, and it is at the cross. That's why he pounds and pushes against the message of the cross of Jesus Christ, because he wants to offer some other way. Is there some other way other than my flesh, my sin being confronted at the cross? That flesh will scream every time it's confronted. In fact, some of you right now without opening your mouth are screaming right now in this house. Because it is saying to you, you can't do this. You can do this, but you can't do that and still go to heaven. I love how you shout me down. That's why Satan's attack is always against Christ and the cross. Stood down there at the Bayview cross down in Pensacola. I thought it was the most hilarious thing that God has probably ever done, especially for us. Here we are down there, and it's a group of atheists. Come on now. Group of atheists get up, and they want to tear the cross down. I'm saying, what is that? That cross has been up for years. Why do you want to tear that down? What about a sign somewhere? What about a pole somewhere? What about something else? Can you not get involved? Why? Because that cross has an offense to it, to the world who don't want that thing. Come on, somebody. They don't even want you to put it up on the side of the road to mark a place where somebody was killed, because that cross says something powerful to the individual who don't know Jesus. And so here's that cross. We go down there and have a rally. And all of a sudden it's all riled up. And I met the mayor a few months ago. I said, Mayor Pace Assembly, I know we're across the river over here, but we're standing with you. You keep on standing against it. He said, we're going all the way. I said, that's great. We're all the way with you. And then what do you know? God shows up with an endangered tortoise and lets him dig up underneath the Bayview cross. I know some of you think that that's just a fate, but I came to tell you God speaks tortoise. Y'all ain't hear what I said. God speaks elephant, and he'll speak cockroach and snake and lion and everything else. How do they get in that ark anyway? They got in because it was the only place of safety. I came to tell you the cross is the ark, and I'm glad that he called my name. Come on, somebody. I saw that newspaper and that tortoise digging up underneath that cross. I said, stay wherever you want to stay. I'm suddenly an environmentalist. Love the tortoises. Kiss a tortoise. Come on, somebody. I just laughed. I really laughed out loud when I saw that. I did. I was all by myself. I read it. I just, ha ha. Ha ha. I don't think anything could be even any funnier. Why? Because God says, relax. I got this. If you'll just keep living right, God's telling everybody in this building and everybody watching, just relax. I know that North Korea's doing that. I know Russia's doing that. I know what's going on in Israel, but chill out. We have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Chill out, my dear friend. God has got an answer because God will never be defeated. What's that all about, Pastor? It's all about right here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Write this down. This is the one place that Satan knows he's always been defeated. This is the reason why you can't take the devil to church and get victory. If I can just get to church, I'm going to get my... No. The devil don't recognize your pews and singing and all that. That don't impress him. Well, if I could just get in my prayer group. No. If I could just speak in tongue. No. None of that right there. Only place that the devil recognizes authority is at the cross of Jesus Christ. If I'm going to drag my problem somewhere, I've got to drag it there because we're living in a time, ladies and gentlemen, where you can't play around and negotiate with the devil. You're either on one side or the other. You're either an overcomer or you're being overcome. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 gives us some serious insight. He said, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Watch this. In whom the god of this world, that's the devil, hath blinded the minds, not their eyes, their mind, their understanding, their knowledge. He's blinded their minds of them which believe not. Why? Lest the light of the glorious gospel, that's the cross, the gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, he verifies now, I'm not talking about Buddha, Krishna, or anybody else. I'm talking about the image of God, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Jesus Christ, should shine unto them. What is the devil's attempt? It is to obscure or blind the minds of individuals toward the benefits that you have because of the cross of Jesus Christ. Today, the mindset is, I've been to the cross, now what? I bet you won't say that about your marriage. I've been married, now what? Ask your wife, now what? I guarantee she's got a word for you right there. They ain't no now what. I am now and what? Come on, somebody. Today, the cross is not preached because it looks like it's irrelevant. Somehow we can counsel ourselves in, or somehow we can have some relationships, and I'm all about all of that, but you better hear me. The only reason why you're sitting in this building today, fellowshipping, praying with, holding up people in prayer, is because of our common bond of the cross of Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? That's what the church is all about. We would not have collected ourselves together like this. We would not have said, let's just go over there to that big building and sit in some green pews and listen to somebody holler and spit on us, and we just negotiate and talk with people that we don't even know. No, you want to know what makes us one? It's because you got Jesus and I got Jesus. Come on, somebody. And I'm not looking at your skin color or your background or your social status. We're together as one because the cross brings the unity. It is the benefits of the cross that makes us one. Satan knows now what was accomplished at the cross. And he'll try to hide that from people. He's trying to do that today. You start talking to people about the cross and they'll say, are you kidding me? That's a bloody place. I don't want to go to no bloody church. But you better hear the word of the Lord. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. There's no payment. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about payment. Satan knows the benefits of the cross for the believer, to hide it from your understanding. Even the believer many times does not have a clear understanding of the benefits that Jesus bought and paid for when he died at the cross. The second thing that Satan attempts to do is to obscure the authority of the cross. The authority. I don't want to listen to nobody that don't have authority in that area. But when you've been given authority or you have secured authority, you have a right to speak. Come on, somebody. It is through the cross that Jesus totally and eternally inflicted irreversible defeat to Satan himself. Satan wants to conceal what Jesus has purchased by the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus showed his authority there in the wilderness in those temptations that Satan came against him with, that opportunity. And Jesus overcame every one of them by the word proceeding out of his mouth. Hear what I'm telling you. That was not the place in that wilderness where you get your victory. Jesus overcame those temptations to let us know there is no temptation that has been given to man whereby that we have to fall into, but Jesus has overcome every one of them, but the authority was not given there in the wilderness. Satan's attack on you is to make you question the authority of God's power, the authority of God's word, the authority of God's blood. And Jesus said, I want to make sure you know who's holding all the cards. Jesus said, all power is given unto me both in heaven and in earth. How did he secure that? He secured it by the legal means of Jesus coming down to this earth. God, the Godhead fullness came in Jesus Christ. When Jesus showed up, he shows up at the shore of Galilee and submitted himself to the God-given authority, John the Baptist of the day. Jesus said no greater individual has ever been on the earth than that of John the Baptist, because he is the one who is shouting and preparing the way of the Lord. And what does Jesus, the owner of all everything, the creator of all things, do? He submits himself to the authority of John the Baptist that was given to him by Jehovah God, and he said, I must do this to fulfill all righteousness. When Jesus was baptized, immersed completely, he came up out of that water, and the Bible said that a dove, a type of the Holy Spirit, came and lit upon him, and a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved one and only begotten Son. God don't have multiple sons except they're born into the kingdom, but there's one begotten Son. This one right here is mine. His name is Jesus. Hear ye him. There was a transfer on that day from John the Baptist to Jesus Christ. He held the authority and walked through the masses, and the masses looked at him and hated him on one side and waved palm branches on the other, but Jesus kept right on coming. I don't know about you. You can thank God for your car, your houses, and your money, but I thank God Jesus kept right on coming. When I'm in trouble, Jesus keeps right on coming. Come on, somebody. When I need help, Jesus keeps right on coming. Oh, you thank God for whatever you want. I'll thank God for the authority that's in the name of Jesus. Speak Joey and you won't even get a cup of coffee, but speak the name of Jesus and every demon in hell has to tremble. Do you realize what authority you have through the power of the cross? I wish somebody make some noise in here right now and let the devil know what you have in the palm of your hand.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Hello, this is Pastor Joey Rogers, and I want you to mark the dates June the 30th and July the 1st and join us for our Freedom Conference. Special guest, William Federer, Kamal Saleem, and Lieutenant General Retired Jerry Boykin. You will not want to miss that exciting weekend, so mark your calendar, save the date, and join us right here at Pace Assembly.